You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good morning. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location direct from Interphex Day 3. Todd, we have an exciting guest up next, but wow, I hope today is as exciting as yesterday because it was a great day.
Is it possible, do you think? You know, I've said that before at other shows we've been to, and then the second day is like, whoa, it really did get better and more interesting and more educational.
I think our next guest is going to prove the point that it's going to get better. Say hello to Amber Sherrick. She's a marketing manager with ASI Life Sciences. Amber, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Well,
thank you.
Great to have you. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been with ASI for, just celebrated my second year anniversary.
Congratulations.
So that is my second year in the industry as well, but I have a long background, approximately 10 years, I can't believe it, in marketing as a whole.
Ah, well, welcome to the 10-year club in marketing. I'm with you on that one. So,
Thank you.
Amber, let's go 10,000 feet with ASI Life Sciences. Sure. Talk to us all about it. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. So ASI Life Sciences is a single-use manufacturer. We're known in the industry as a bag manufacturer. But over the past few years, we've gotten into bioprocess equipment as well. So we make bags anywhere from 50 milliliter all the way up to, we just completed the first 5,000 liter mixing bag.
Wow.
5,000 liters. That's a lot of fluid.
That's a big bag.
more than an IV that I'd like to be hooked up to.
The bioprocess equipment has helped us help our customers in their processes. We try to bring technologies that aren't on the market today, or we think about them a little bit differently.
But get a little more specific in the issues that you're helping your customers to address.
Sure. We have a background, ASI has a background as a contract manufacturer. And in fact, on a healthcare division today, we still are a contract manufacturer. So that allows us to be more nimble than perhaps others in the market. What that means is that helps us integrate single use easier for our customers. We can listen, we can customize their single use systems, whether it be tubing, whether it be components, whether it just be to think about it in a different way for their process, and that helps them integrate it ultimately. And because of our background, just the infrastructure of ASI, it's not a custom price tag. You know, it's just what we do.
Understand that you have a single-use heat exchanger that you're showcasing here at the show. Talk to us about that. Talk about some of the features.
Sure. So a single-use heat exchanger obviously brings the inherent benefits of single-use, which our cleaning requirements are virtually eliminated. But it's also a very modular system. It's about 2 feet wide, maybe a foot deep, and so you can integrate it easily into your process. And then, of course, you have completely isolated flow paths for your heating cooling fluid and your process fluid. So that ensures that everything is completely safe and clean and bioburden free.
What kind of feedback are you getting from the users of that heat exchanger? What are they saying?
They seem to like it. They like the fact that they can pretty much plug it in anywhere in their process. The way it's designed, it's a concept of the plate and frame design. So a lot of people are already familiar with that and how to integrate it to the process with the temperature control unit. So it's familiar, yet it just adds another layer of safety.
Todd, you know, I feel bad. I feel like we were not prepared for how important single use was at this show. I mean, it's crept its way into virtually every conversation we've had. I mean, Amber, you guys even say at your booth, facilitating single use integration, you already touched on that, but I almost feel like in a year or two, that's going to be the standard. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
It's fair that it could be down the road. A year or two is aggressive, although, of course, we'd like to see it as a single-use manufacturer. But it's finding its way more into the upstream market. Yeah. So it's typically, I'm sorry, downstream.
Hmm.
Anyway, so it's becoming more predominant.
Now, you've got several, I'll say, mixers in your booth as well.
We do.
Tell us about those.
So the mixing platform that ASI Life Sciences uses is a little bit different. We have a hexagonal design. So the vessel has six sides to it. So does the disc. So that gives you kind of a turbulent mixing pattern in that alone. But beyond that, the disc has grates, kind of think of like a drain in the street that you mm-hmm. see, those grates. It's very similar to that. So when it's moving, it pulls the fluid through. It does not abrade the surfaces, and then it efficiently mixes throughout the bag. So that's the core design. But then what we've done is we've grown that concept into a modular docking station. We have a small 30-liter unit. We have introduced at this show a shipping container, which our team, they lovingly call it the keg, because that's pretty much what it looks like. It looks like a beer keg. But it's our shipping container that you can just put right back on the cart and mix it when it gets to your location.
Well, just be sure that the audience is real clear. Walk through some of the other applications of some of these mixers.
Sure. So the applications can be anywhere, upstream or downstream, to mix your solution, to maintain consistency, to maintain your solution. It can be mild or aggressive agitation, and it mixes down to empty.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned single use, how that's popping up more and more. And I think, Amber, you've used the term modular at least three times in our conversation.
It's really
two pieces of it. What in that frame, what next? What else should we expect over the next year or two?
We do have a couple other developments underway. Again, modular is a theme. I know I've brought it up, but I've heard it as the pulse of the show as well. So some of the things that we are working on will just continue to increase that modularity that we provide to our customers, and for them to be able to build a platform or have a platform that they can use in multiple areas. So that's our goal, just to make things quicker for their process and more efficient and, of course, clean.
What are some other observations that you're getting here at Interphex? As you walk around, you're exhibiting here, obviously, and we've talked about some of the things you're showcasing. What are some other goals and objectives of not only ASI, but of Amber Sherrick? What are you learning here? What are going to be your key takeaways?
The show has been fantastic for us this year.
That's great.
People have come prepared with questions. We've had a great group of people that just know what they need for their processes. So my goal is for us to continue to cultivate that. I would say that the other pulses that have picked up on the floor are that everybody wants to work together. There's more collaboration than I've seen recently, that everybody wants, as we all know, it's a hot topic, that there aren't complete standards for single use yet, but everybody wants to work together to try to help solve that problem.
Well, I want to stretch that, the collaboration thing a little bit more, because another term that we're hearing a lot is global.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not only collaboration among different people inside one factory.
Right.
It's among a crawl across the supply chain on a global scale. Just what's your perspective on all that?
I would say that because our customers have multiple locations across the globe and all the manufacturers have distribution and sales networks throughout the globe, I would say it's just an expanded way of collaborating here. So trying to help reproduce processes that are done in the U.S. or done overseas, just keep doing them consistently and the same.
But Todd, you both make the key point there. I mean, I'm always heartened to see the collaboration in the industry.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of competitors on this floor with similar products, but there is a feeling of rising tide lifts all boats, right? You know, so that's
co-opetition. Who used that? Someone
like
we talked
that.
To yesterday used that term, and it's really a smart way to do business, I think.
I think it is too. Well, Amber, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about ASI Life Sciences?
They can go to our website, www.asisus.com. Those are all S's like Sam's. Or they can call me or email me at asherrick@asisus.com.
Amber Sherrick, a marketing manager with ASI Life Sciences. Amber, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and
joining
us.
Thank you both so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Amber Sherrick, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interphex. We'll be right back.